Okay. He looks aggressive.
She talks a lot.
All right. How's it going, man?
Going all right. How about yourself?
Doing good.
Hey, that's enough of you.
Just wanted to come over and say hi. My name's James. What's your name?
Robert.
Robert?
This
Where are you
been...
from, Robert?
Huh?
Where are you from?
I'm from around here.
Oh, you're from around here?
Yeah.
Just hang around here?
Yeah.
I wanted to come over and bring you. I'm a traveling preacher. I like to share the gospel good news with people, how to find eternal life. You don't look like you're hungry or nothing, huh?
I've ate already.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And
I'm out here trying to enjoy the sun.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day. It's cold, but the sun feels good.
Well, see, I got this disease called MS.
Uh-huh.
Multiple sclerosis.
Yeah.
It's an autoimmune disease that attacks my nerves.
Oh.
And I also have a vitamin D deficiency.
You have what?
Vitamin D deficiency.
Vitamin D, yeah.
And that's because of my MS.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta have that sun, but I can't stand the heat, so even though it's cold out here, it feels good to me.
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah, it definitely feels good. Definitely feels good.
And she's a talker. She just talks. And she's very moody. She's a Red Heeler and Jack Russell Terrier.
Yeah.
So she's very territorial.
Yeah.
And very, very vocal.
I used to have a homestead, and I had heelers that would protect my livestock and stuff. They're very useful dogs.
Yes, they are. And she's my emotional support animal. We go everywhere together.
Well, give me that gospel card. I travel the country and I preach and I share with people how to find eternal life because of what Jesus Christ has done. It's the best hope, the best truth that I could ever share with a neighbor. The Bible says, love God, love your neighbor. You know, a lot of people love their neighbors in a lot of superficial ways.
Yes, they do.
But the ultimate way to love your neighbor is, yeah, if someone needs a blanket, if someone needs food, if someone needs something, like the Good Samaritan, we fill their need. That's a good thing. But the ultimate is to love your neighbor unto eternal life, into the kingdom of God. Because if I give you $1 million, but I let you go to hell, have I really loved you in eternity? No. And so that's why my wife and I retired early. We travel. That's our camper van. We travel the country, support ourselves. We don't take people's money. And I like to meet people and just talk to people and share with them because of the goodness of God and the mercy of God and the grace of Jesus Christ and what he's done. He's the one that rose from the dead. Buddha, Muhammad, they're all in the grave. He's coming back one day.
Yes, sir.
And he shed his blood to make a way for his people that will repent and follow after him. He turned me from a worldly, carnal, drunken man to become a saint of God, all to his glory, not to any of my own. And so I like to share it with my neighbors. We're not talking about church attendance. The churches are corrupt.
Yes,
teaching false man-made traditions. They're about money. The churches have merged with the world. They're just like the world. We're talking about...
Honestly, I feel that the Christian church is worshiping...
Okay.
Sit down.
All right. Eat your bone. Chew your bone.
Sit down. Hey, sit down.
Yeah, the Christian churches are corrupt.
I feel like they're worshiping a false idol.
They are.
Come here.
You know, they're keeping false pagan holidays like Christmas and Easter. They're teaching people that you can be, you know, live holy on Sunday morning, but live like the world the rest of the week. And that's not what Christ called us to. Christ called us to a total surrender because he totally surrendered to the Father. We're to totally surrender to him and to serve him and to know him. And here's one people don't like to talk about. Repent and keep his commandments. Mm-hmm. Everybody thinks you get to go to heaven by doing anything you want. Let me ask you a question. We live in America. Can we live any way we want and break any laws we want and do anything we want?
Nope.
No. We will be arrested and we'll be cast into prison. What's going to happen if we continue to break God's law when he said, stop, don't do it. I sent the Savior. I've made a way for you. My grace, my love, my mercy will cover you. If you will, this is one that nobody wants to talk about, forsake your sin. That means leave it. And if you've ever been to court, and you stand before a judge and you've done a crime, and the judge says, you know, I might give you some leniency today. What say you? And if you tell the judge, I'm sorry, I'll never do it again, give me mercy, he may give you mercy. If you tell the judge, I'm just going to keep breaking laws, what do you think that judge is going
to
say to you?
What's
God going to say to people that tell him, I just keep sinning on and on?
I'm going to take your bone, come over here.
The Spirit of God and the grace of God gives us the ability to overcome sin, is kind of what I like to teach people.
Lay down. You're just in a mood today.
So that's what I like to teach people. And if you ever go on the internet, I know you got a phone. I have a large website, don'tperish.com, where I teach people for free. I disciple people. I'm happy to Bible study with people and encourage people every day. So if I can ever do that for you, let me know.
Awesome. Thank you very much, man.
You got my email. You got my number on there?
Yes, sir.
I'd shake your hand, but I don't want your dog to bite me.
She's just being moody today.
Let me know. I can help you sometime.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right. We love you. God be praised.
God bless and enjoy this day, man.
Soak that sun up.